In summary, rear inflow jets develop underneath a large anvil canopy as a mid-level low forms in response to upper-level warming within the anvil. The more cape that gets pumped into the anvil, the stronger the mid-level low becomes. Two types of rear inflow jets have been documented. The first is the descending rear inflow jet, which typically evolves as the cold pool forcing exceeds that of the buoyant anvil. The descent of the rear inflow jet enhances the forward motion of the cold pool, forcing an increasing tilt to the convective updrafts along the leading edge. The second is the non-descending or elevated rear inflow jet, which forms in an environment of increasing vertical wind shear. The anvil is typically more buoyant due to stronger updrafts. The rear inflow jet forcing is balanced between the cold pool and anvil. Non-descending rear inflow jets help to restrain the advance of the cold pool relative to the motion of the system as a whole, and a deeper outflow boundary is the result. Squall lines associated with non-descending rear inflow jets typically survive for longer periods.